Hey, we're on with Pete Sorrell, our Western UP correspondent. Pete, thanks for taking our call.
Oh, you bet, Adam. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
I just want to see how you spent that huge salary that we pay you being our correspondent out in the Western UP this weekend. Did you get out and do any fishing?
Yeah, we did. We ended the week, the weekend, down in Sylvania Track, and then we went over to Lake Ogebic on Saturday.
Well, there you go. Let's talk a little bit about ice conditions before we get into the fishing reports themselves. I'm hearing some pretty good stuff about some very thick and good ice. A lot of areas around the UP have got great ice already. What about where you're at?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same story here. The lack of snow has really, really been a godsend for us ice fishermen. I've got in the Little Lakes and on Lake Ogebic, they're running sleds and wheelers and quads, and it's pretty much got 6 to 8 inches out there of good solid ice.
Nice.
And on Saturday when we went to Lake Ogebic, we did have one issue, though. It was not frozen next to the shoreline, so we had to kind of build a ramp to get our shacks onto the ice. So we didn't get them out on Saturday, but we got the ramp built, and it froze down good, and Sunday we were successful. So
you did say they're running machines on the ice, wheelers and sleds, all that stuff, side-by-sides?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's good ice. Just one little story to emphasize that. I've got a friend that was out there early in the year, and he says, you know, he was thinking to himself that he might be a little early when you pull up a fish and you can see it going around in a circle before you get it through the hole.
I imagine so. Well, it's good to hear that things are really starting to get safer. That's always a concern early in the season. Pete, I want to talk to you about your fishing, not only on Lake Ogebic, but down in the Sylvania Wilderness area. So can we talk to you later this hour and pick this back up?
I hope so, Adam. We're getting really excited about this ice fishing season.
Sounds like you got some good fishing to tell us about, so stay tuned. We'll continue with Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Kenton in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.